Before the interviews, Chairman Luman may once again criticize the selection process conducted by the Dallas-based headhunting firm Waters Consulting.
Quite frankly, I am very disappointed that we didn't have any minorities, women, or people of color. I've had several professionals to look, and there were many candidates who were not brought forth who had more years of experience, higher levels of education, and more years of education.
May also wanted clarification about the method of selection from the lead consultant, Andrea Sims.
Ms. Sims, in your opinion, were there people who were qualified that did not make this list of five who are highly qualified? Let me ask that question.
Yes.
Okay.
The commission also entered into a half-hour discussion on severance pay. The last two full-time administrators, Bill McLaughlin and Randy Oliver, were summarily fired. The commission set severance at 90 days. Then it was on to the interviews. Since the candidates had met Thursday morning with the individual commissioners, the public questioning was relatively brief. First up was Jack Brown from Perry, Florida, who spoke of channeling commissioners' passions for public service.
When you take the emotion out of the argument, when you strictly stick to the facts, and when you're not personalizing against each other, you're much more effective and you will be able to conduct the public's business better and the public will appreciate it.
The candidates appeared in alphabetical order. Second up was another Floridian, Ted Lakey from Graceville, who's a former Escambia County Road Prison manager. He was asked about serving a larger county population.
I've worked for larger agencies before. I worked for the city of Birmingham. We know how big it is. I worked for you for 4.5 years, so I'm familiar with your operations, a larger community once again. Yes, I am in a smaller community, but it's similar to what you do here.
Next up, Albert Pesna of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. He was quizzed on handling issues that arise from hurricanes, few of which ever hit the Keystone State.
I don't need to reinvent the wheel. And I think in every situation, as you determine it, I'm not going to supersede those people that are the experts. I am to provide them. As an administrative officer, as I do in Adams County, I provide the guidance from an administrative standpoint as an officer.
Candidate number four was a familiar face. Bill Reynolds is a former Pensacola City Administrator who was fired last year over a public records dispute.
I have a background of success. I certainly have failed in the past, but I've also learned from that particular failure. And I'm motivated to, frankly, make some real changes. You know, let's be honest, I want to redeem myself as well and move forward.
The final finalist was John Weaver from Murrells Inlet, South Carolina, which he compared to Pensacola and the Gulf Coast.
The experience that I do not have, having never lived in Florida, has really in many instances been duplicated by my whole life. I am a coastal county resident of North Carolina and South Carolina. Many of the same qualities, perhaps many of the same problems in my life in the Carolinas exists here.
After the interviews, Commissioner Wilson Robertson made a motion to hire Interim Administrator Larry Newsom rather than any of the five candidates. Commissioner Gene Valentino seconded.
He's one of the unsung heroes up to these years who's done more behind the scenes with no credit at all. The alternative would have to stand head and shoulders above anything in my existing comfort zone. And I don't see any one of the five standing head and shoulders above my existing comfort zone. I'm comfortable with what we have now.
That motion failed 3-2. A decision on hiring a new administrator is expected to be made when the commission holds another special session that begins today at high noon. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.